Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. John Dean is our guest, our good friend, one of the smartest guys I know, author of Your Exit Map. Navigating the Boomer Bust. That's his new outstanding book. It's a beautiful book. It's an important book. If you are, folks, if you're a baby boomer and you're, if exiting your business is anywhere, if that horizon is anywhere in view at all, you need to get close to John, find out all the things that he's got going on, find out, get his books and all the things, because he can help you with this. John, we're talking about those two phenomena I mentioned earlier. The one was a lot of money chasing not that many deals to for small business owners to sell out, basically. And of course, a lot of these are strategic. And if you own a boutique on Main Street, they're not going to come and offer you $1 million for your business. That's not what the kind of business we're talking about. We're talking about primarily B2B, right, John? The money
even though their minimum limits for cash flow have gone down, they're still mid market business.
Yeah, they're not tiny, but so that's one of the phenomena that we're seeing out there. The other one though is this Main Street thing. I'm starting to feel that we're getting to a critical mass. We're getting to a plateau level, another plateau level with technology, with artificial intelligence, with information availability to the major corporations, to Google and Facebook and Amazon and people like that, to the point where they're going to start quantum leaping small businesses' ability to compete with them. What do you think?
Somebody wrote a book about that I just read recently. That's right. Yeah.
Well, that wasn't where I was going. But no, are you seeing this? Are you seeing the like with Google, with Amazon, for example? I mean, Amazon, the access to information that they have, just straight up. I mean, just honest stuff, not violating anything, but just all the sheer capacity, the sheer amount of information that they can slice and dice to manipulate information and notations and alerts and all that kind of stuff and different services to companies. Customers are starting to like that, aren't they? I mean, they're liking it more and more. And if you're a small business and you can't deliver that, I'm worried that you're going to be at a disadvantage. What do you think?
Well, you are, and it's on two levels. And one is what you wrote about. We can come back to your book later on if you want, because I'd love to talk about your book. But you talk about digital leverage, mm-hmm. and Amazon's digital leverage is unmatched and can't be matched by a small business. What they know about their customer, what they know about your buying habits, your desires. You know, a friend of mine has a ranch here in Texas, and he needed a couple of new gas cans, and, you know, 5-gallon metal. And he went on Amazon. He ordered them 2 days later. He had his gas cans.
Yeah.
And the next time he went on Amazon, the first thing that popped up was a gas can rack for the back of your pickup truck.
Yeah.
You know, and he goes, "Oh, of course I need that." You know, I didn't even know such a thing existed, but I'll buy one.
Right.
But it's on two levels. One is that competitive advantage of working with the customer. The other is affecting the buyers. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got Gen X and Gen Y coming up who, you know, buy huge amounts of what they need on the internet, up to and including food now.
Right.
And when you go to sell a Main Street business, they're looking at it or looking at the prospectus or whatever and saying, you know, I've never been in that store. I don't shop in stores like that. I don't have any friends that shop in stores like that. You've got to be in there from 8 in the morning until 6 or 7 o'clock at night. And no, I don't want to do that for a living. That's insane. Why would I pay money to do that? It sounds terrible.
And that's
so
the reason,
it really is affecting the buyers.
That's the reason why we're seeing the research show that the children aren't taking over for their families.
It's too hard.
Yeah. And so if you've got a small business on Main Street and you're struggling, you've carved out your own, you know, sort of niche of customers, and you've got some financial critical mass. You've been able to be disciplined and do a good job. But if you get ready to sell your business to somebody, they're taking over in a new world from the one that you started your business in. And so they're taking over. You've grown into this situation, but they're taking over new in that way. And I just think it's going to be hard to make that transition.
Well, and there's when we talk about the buying generation, there's a bunch of other issues too. We see them shocked at the regulatory environment. You know, we've been on the slippery slope. Those of us that have owned businesses for decades, another regulation comes along, another regulation comes along, another regulation comes along. For a new business owner to look at the mass of regulation that small business has comply with now, it's stunning, stunning. And then on top of that, they don't have cash. A lot of us started our business, we bootstrapped them.
Mm-hmm.
It was me going out and doing the job.
That's right.
Now we want cash. We want big dollars for our business because we've built it up to something. And the new generation's been living on credit.
Where are they going to get that money? That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about it. There's a situation, folks, that's going to be playing out over the next 3 to 5 years that I am concerned about. Quick break. Right back with John Deeney.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.